This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to hour number two of the Wayne Allen Root Show, Friday, March 11th. Some of the big news stories. Well, actually, before I get to the big news stories, I do want to mention I did my video podcast this morning. You know, I do my audio podcast 7 days a week, and you can find that in all the places you find podcasts. You can download it at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, Spreaker, wherever you listen to podcasts. That's my Wayne Allen Root War Raw podcast. But on Fridays, I record it for audio, and I do it on camera, video. And it's kind of fun to watch. You can find it at my website, rootforamerica.com. Rootforamerica.com. It's America's top 10 most outrageous, salacious, controversial, and integral, crucial, significant stories of the week for conservatives, patriots, Christians, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw, but especially my weekend video version called America's Top 10. It's available right now. It's up on the front page of rootforamerica.com. So, what a clown show this White House is. The Biden White House, you know, I've always said they just want dummies. They want people that are so dumb. And that would explain how the Biden White House hosted dozens of the country's top TikTok influencers on a Zoom call, presenting them with key information about the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict so they can relay the D.C. swamp's propaganda to their millions of followers. Can you imagine? People get their news from the average moron at TikTok. Can you imagine what kind of a person is an influencer at TikTok? What kind of a jerk is an influencer at TikTok? 30 TikTok stars briefed by White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki about what to say when discussing several topics, including U.S. goals in Ukraine, how Biden and the State Department are coordinating with NATO, and the response in the event that Putin decides to use nuclear weapons. God, this is one of the TikTok stars that the White House invited. Her channel, which is nothing more than hundreds of videos of her dancing, is the first place everyone should go to get news on what's happening in the world and what Biden thinks you should be thinking, right? The adults are really in charge here, aren't they? According to the Washington Post, the Biden administration has targeted TikTok as an outlet to disseminate its message because, especially with the current conflict in Ukraine, the platform, meaning TikTok, has served as a primary outlet for spreading news to the masses abroad. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Keep in mind, the average person that looks at TikTok is probably either so young they don't have a job, they've never had a job in their lives, and therefore they've never paid taxes in their lives, therefore they've never seen what withholding looks like. Or maybe they've had a minimum wage job doing basically menial nothing for some small retail store. That's your TikTok watcher. That's who supports Joe Biden. That's why they like to lower the voting age to 16 or 14 or 12. Maybe they like 9-year-olds to vote. What a country. What a country. The latest VAERS data is out. A 7-year-old has died of cardiac arrest 13 days after the Pfizer shot. Does anyone find this normal? 7-year-olds dying of heart attacks. There's now 25,158 dead from COVID shots and 203,888 serious injuries. Now, keep in mind that Harvard said only 1% ever get reported to VAERS. And this is looking back 30-plus years. So, assuming Harvard's right, you'd have to multiply times 100. And that means there's 2.5 million dead from the COVID shot. Assuming Columbia's right, where I went, my alma mater, which is even more communist than Harvard, if that's possible. But Columbia's scientist at Columbia Medical School did a study, and they found you have to multiply times 40 to get an accurate picture of the actual VAERS injuries and deaths. So multiply 25,000 times 40, and it comes up with a million people dead. Is that really right? That's amazing. My math, 25,000 times 40 is a million. Wow. Well, let's just assume there's a few hundred thousand dead in this country. I don't want to assume a million or 2 million, but there's a couple of hundred thousand dead from the COVID vaccine. Crazy. 1,168,894 reports of adverse events following COVID vaccines. 25,000 dead, 203,000 serious injuries. Let's dig into some other numbers. 179,000 visits to doctor's offices, 122,000 visits to emergency rooms after being vaccinated, 137,000 had to be hospitalized, life-threatening, 28,697, a total of 1,387,000, but again, if it's up to Harvard, you multiply times 100, if it's up to Columbia, I believe it's multiplied times 40. Because the thing you've got to understand is very few people ever report their injuries to the VAERS system. It's a very complicated system. You basically have to be a medical professional, a doctor or a nurse to fill it out. And doctors don't want to fill out a form showing that their patient died. Who likes to do that? Let me compare it to my life as a professional sports handicapper. Every time I have a week where I go 5-0 or 4-1, and I got a Saturday and a Sunday, college football and pro football. So let's say I go 4-1 on Saturday and 4-1 on Sunday, so 8-2. That's 80% winners, and I made a ton of money betting with the bookmaker. The sports book made a ton of money. I am in such a good mood to keep my records. Oh, my God, I can't wait to go update my records because I want to add 8-2. I want to show on the headlines that I went 8-2, 80% winners, and I want to add it to last week's total or last month's total or the season total. And I know by adding an 8-2 record, I'll substantially increase my winning percentage for the year. And I'm so excited to update my numbers. But now when I have a week where I go 0-5 on Saturday and 1-4 on Sunday, that's 1-9. Believe me when I tell you that happens once a year. So I go 1-9. I never want to update my stats. Who wants to go write down in your record book that you went 1-9? Who wants to add to the college column 0-5? Nobody is excited or motivated to add 1-9, but everybody loves to add 9-1. So now take that and apply it to doctors. Do you really think that doctors want to go and spend 45 minutes to an hour of their life filling out a complicated government form that reports on how and why they killed their patient? The patient is dead. You gave them the shot. They died from the shot within days. It's clear the shot did it. You killed them. Do you want to fill that form out? Nope. It's like me going 1-9. No interest in filling it out. None. So that's why very few people report to VAERS, because when you do something good, right, something good, you're thrilled to report it. You're thrilled to fill out a form that says someone had cancer and you cured them. They no longer have cancer, they're in remission. I'm a brilliant doctor. But no doctor wants to fill out a form that says, I gave him a shot and he died. 12 hours later, he dropped dead. 2 weeks later, he was paralyzed. 3 weeks later, he had a stroke. 4 weeks later, he had a heart attack. Nobody wants to fill out that form. And so the numbers you see on VAERS are so tiny compared to the real numbers. So there may be 500,000 dead. There may be 400,000 dead. There may be a million dead from this COVID vaccine. There may be millions injured. Multiply times 20 or 40 or 100, the million adverse effects, and it's really 20 million or 40 million or 100 million adverse effects. And the thing you've got to understand is, I think they've given out, what did I read, 500, I think they've given out 500 million jabs. I think that was the number. So let me see if I can find that number. Hold on one second. History. Here we go. Children's Defense Fund. And let me go to the article. Here it is. Did they tell you how many jabs are given out? I think it's 500 million. Here it is. In the U.S., 554 million COVID vaccine doses have been administered. So if you're listening to Harvard, you'd have to multiply times 100. And there are 1,200,000 adverse effects. Multiply that times 100. And there's actually 120 million adverse effects out of 554 million vaccine doses. That means there's still 400 million people who got the vaccine. Vaccine doses. So in other words, they give two or three with the booster. So all things considered, there's probably, you know, like 200 million Americans have gotten the COVID vaccine. And it's possible 120 million of them have had adverse reactions. And then the other 80 think they got away with it, stone cold, everything's fine. And they don't understand. I've been talking about this in the very beginning. It's not about the first 2 weeks or the first 2 months or the first year. The real worry is the second year, the third year, the fourth year, and the fifth year. That's when most of the people are going to start getting sick, when this thing has wreaked havoc in your body for a long period of time. By the way, I have some really smart friends who I really trust who told me something I disagreed with. They said, this is wag the dog, and I agree with that. Biden has a war in Ukraine because he needed to make us forget about, distract from, weapons of mass distraction, from the terrible job he's done at home, and bring up his poll numbers. And they said this will absolutely bring up his poll numbers. People are so dumb, they will actually support Biden despite him destroying their lives domestically because of this stupid war that doesn't matter in Ukraine. I disagreed, and I said his numbers would never go up much. And I think I'm turning out to be right. The Wall Street Journal poll is out, and it says no post-State of the Union bounce for Biden. His net approval is negative 15. This guy is one of the most hated, despised presidents in the history of modern America. And nothing is going to make people forget the misery he's injecting in our lives on a daily basis. Wayne Ellerroot, The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I've been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water project? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
With you. The Irish Jew is with you.
All right. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Energized Health. Regular guests on my show, John and Chelsea Jubilee, the owners of Energized Health, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They are fantastic. They changed my life. But don't take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history of this program. John and Chelsea are transforming the lives of my fans. My fans report using huge amounts of fat, throwing out their prescription drugs, gaining energy, and enjoying the best health of their lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the Wayne Allyn Root 40% off decisive action discount. Just call them up. 40% off when you say war, Wayne Allyn Root. Go to energizedhealth.com. Call 888-444-8895. 888, toll free, 444-8895. And you get the Wayne Allyn Root 40% off discount. Changed my life. Looked the best in 20 years. How is that possible? I'm reverse aging because of these guys. Do you realize that Congress just gave itself a 21% pay raise? How is that even possible? This is the new pork pact, earmark pact, omnibus bill, $1.5 trillion worth. And Americans face an economic crisis, historic inflation, surging gas prices, everything's wrong, and Congress just gave itself a huge allowance increase, right? They boosted the salaries and the allowance of their staff. I guess that means spending money or allowed to have some lunches, buy some paper products, whatever it is they give them. So they granted $774.4 million extra for the members' representational allowance, which funds the House budgets for lawmakers, including staffer salaries, and $1.7 billion for House operations. This is a $134 million or 21% boost over the previous fiscal year, and it's the largest increase in appropriation since 1996. The bill does not technically provide a raise for members of the House who earn an annual salary of $174,000, but House staffers whose members use to run errands and family members of congressional lawmakers who are often put on the payroll will see a massive pay increase. The measure would provide the Senate with $1.1 billion for salaries and operations and $7 million for Senate insurance salaries. The Capitol Police Department would also receive $602 million, $87 million raise over last year. This is the Capitol Police that presided over the January 6th events where they invited people into the Capitol. They didn't have enough cops there. They had all kinds of FBI informants in the middle of the crowd who urged people in to go into the Capitol and ruin their lives. It's a 2,741-page omnibus spending package loaded with pork and pet projects for lawmakers. A list of all the earmarks alone spans 367 pages. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren secured $995,000 for grid resilience and equity in the energy transition research at the University of Massachusetts. Allowing the left to redistribute taxpayer dollars to fix alleged inequality in the energy system. Senator Ed Markey and Senator Warren of Massachusetts also got a $500,000 earmark for Worcester State University to increase diversity and inclusion for STEM students to study climate change. Excuse me while I vomit. Rhode Island Senators Sheldon Whitehouse and Jack Reed secured $1.6 million of federal funding for Roger Williams University for the development of equitable growth of shellfish aquaculture in Rhode Island. Do you realize everything is now about equitable and equity? Oh, my God. Social justice everywhere. For fish. Shellfish have social justice. And the energy bill has social justice. And students have to have diversity and inclusion to study climate change. It's just disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. And by the way, this is not just the Senate. The House. The massive spending bill is headed to Joe Biden's desk after the Senate cleared it late last night on a 68-31 vote. So the response to surging inflation, the most in like 70 years, because real inflation is about 16%. When Biden entered the White House, inflation was 1.4%. And with this all going on, their response is, let's spend another $1.5 trillion and waste tons of money on social justice, BLM, equity, and inclusion. Excuse me while I vomit. Our country is going down the drain. You hear that noise? It's our country going, circling the drain.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A snowstorm expected to blanket much of the country this weekend is placing 65 million people under a weather advisory. The Southeast and Midwest are expected to get several inches of snow, while the Northeast is predicted to receive more than a foot. Russia is facing more U.S. sanctions over its ongoing assault on Ukraine. President Biden is calling for Congress to remove favored nation status, which makes it very hard for Russia to do business with the United States. As far as the progress that the Russians are making, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby tells Fox News they are advancing in Kyiv.
That they have made progress in the last 24 hours in getting closer to Kyiv, and some of those advance elements over by the airport to the northwest of the city did move a little bit further down the road.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Wayne Alaroo, welcome back to the show. Amio Life is the sponsor of this segment of the show, Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, their natural silver mouthwash 3 times a day, their silver gel on my face each and every night before bedtime, and of course during every break of the show, I literally suck on their lozenges, which contain their silver solution. It's all part of my daily wellness routine, and the good folks at Amio realize inflation is hitting very hard right now, so they're offering our listeners a special 30% discount on their entire product line. Visit AmioLife.com. That's my kind of company. 30% off. Amio Life for Wayne Root fans. 30% off. All you do is say Root 30 and you get 30% off. AmioLife.com. AmioLife.com. Use the promo code Root 30 to save 30% or call them directly at 800-422-8148. 800-422-8148. Remember to say Root 30 to get 30% off. 800-422-8148. Amio Life. All right, we've got our guest with us here, Christina Layla. She's the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor, and she's here to talk about all the biggest topics at Gateway Pundit, the most important news stories of the day. Christina Layla, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back.
So I know one of the ones that caught my eye, but I haven't had a chance to actually read it. I read the headline, Texas authorities raid far-left Harris County judge's office seizing computers and probe related to $11 million vaccine contract awarded to political crony. What is the $11 million vaccine contract about?
This is interesting. So this judge, this is a corrupt Democrat, and I know that's redundant, a corrupt Democrat judge in Harris County in Texas. Now, she was a huge COVID tyrant during the pandemic. She was threatening to jail people. She was threatening fines. She was ordering people to wear masks, even though in Texas, the governor said, you know, you don't need to wear masks. This woman was the worst. Now, last year, she awards, so, you know, all these politicians had their hands in the COVID cookie jar. She awarded one of her political cronies an $11 million vaccine outreach contract. It turns out that individual, it was a one-person firm with zero experience. So we know what's happening. As soon as people started asking questions about this contract, she canceled it. So now she gets raided. So these Texas authorities raid her office today, and they took computers, boxes, and they're saying, what's going on with this contract? Why did one individual get an $11 million contract awarded to them?
And this is
just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the COVID money.
It's the tip of the iceberg when it comes to politics in America. This is what it's about. You know, the column I gave you that you put out today is all about the fact that the $14 billion they're sending to Ukraine.
Exactly.
It's because they're all grabbing pieces of it. Are you kidding me? They're giving it to their wives,
exactly.
Their children, their husbands, whatever, their girlfriends and their wives. Everybody gets a piece of the contract. And my gut instinct says it's all about being offshore. In other words, it's very hard to do inside America. Not quite as easy. I'm sure they do it here, too. But it's much harder. But outside America, when you're thousands of miles away and there's no financial oversight from gadflies in America, you could steal everything you want except the kitchen sink, or maybe including the kitchen sink. So they love foreign deals, right?
They use Ukraine. We know that the politicians use Ukraine as part of their money laundering. Why are we giving Ukraine $14 billion? Where is it going?
And why would, you know, let's just say you're Mitt Romney, and I hate Mitt Romney with a passion, but just use him as an example. Mitt Romney's a guy worth $300-400 million. So obviously he's a smart businessman, even if I hate his politics. And even if, you know, his only job in life is to attack Trump and Republicans, even though he calls himself a Republican. But if you're Mitt Romney, how do you vote yes on this bill without demanding accountability and some sort of oversight and some sort of accountant to, you know, financial oversight, CPA, to watch every dollar spent or we won't award it to this country? How do you not do that?
Right. Well, I mean, he used to have one of his aides or somebody closely connected to Mitt Romney was part of the Hunter Biden Burisma money laundering operation in Ukraine. And it's like, so $14 billion, I don't know what Ukraine's GDP is. It can't, I mean, they're a small, poor country. That's got to be 10 to 15% of their GDP. So where is it going? And we do know, I mean, Rudy Giuliani obtained documents from the Ukrainian Solicitor General. He said, look, we have this communique. It shows how they launder the money. It goes from Ukraine to Latvia to Cyprus. They all do it. And so now we have $14 billion that was approved, no problem. This would never get approved for our border here. It gets approved, and we have no idea where the money's going.
We never have any idea where any of the money's going, Christina. And that's the problem. That explains why, you know, I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. Harry Reid had no money when he became a United States Senator. He was plain broke. And then on a $175,000 salary, minus taxes, minus living in both Washington and Nevada, you're telling me he saved enough money to be worth like $25 million on the day he left Congress. Doesn't anybody ever ask how it happened? The guy is so corrupt. Everyone knows him here as Whorehouse Harry. His hands are always out. And his reward for being, in our opinion, here in Las Vegas, we all concerned us believe he's the most corrupt senator ever. And in return for that, they named the airport after him. They changed the name of Las Vegas Airport to Harry Reid International Airport.
Well, it's well known that he was buying land for pennies and then he'd rezone it.
Right.
I mean, that was one of his grifts.
That was several of his grifts. There were several of them. One was in Kingman, Arizona, and I believe the other one was near where he was born in the middle of, horse crap Nevada, whatever the hell it's called. he lives in a place where there's more poop than there are people. But, it's just amazing to me that they named an airport after a guy whose hand was always out. You know what they should say when they land? Welcome to Whorehouse Harry Airport. Make sure someone's going to be waiting with his hand out. Make sure you give a bribe. Because that's what this guy stood for. And they gave him his own name on the airport. It's amazing. Because they went through a whole campaign. I've lived here 20 years. I never heard one person. It used to be called McCarran Airport. He used to be our senator, Senator McCarran. I don't even remember his first name. But whatever it was, I never heard one person say a bad word about him in 20 years. But once Democrats decided to name it Harry Reid Airport, the press started saying McCarran was a racist and a Jew hater, hated blacks and Jews. Never heard it ever before. Only once they decided they had to take his name off and put Harry Reid's name on, they character assassinated this poor guy who's dead. It's just amazing to me. Crazy how this country works. Yeah. So I see other stories that make me just go, how could this be? So first of all, I'm leaving Wednesday for my honeymoon. I'm going to Palm Beach to Bar-a-Lago. And thank you. And I was hoping that they were going to announce no more masks. Wouldn't that have been wonderful? Instead, Biden announced extending the mask mandate on planes and airports for another month. Why would anyone need masks on an airplane when they've got HEPA filters that make the air perfect? And I'm walking around all day long without a mask. What do I need one on an airplane for?
Right, and they lifted the masks for every place. Like I think the CDC said they lifted the mandate for 90% of Americans.
Right,
and it's just this like they just won't let it go. And I have a feeling, maybe I'm being Debbie Downer today, but I have a feeling that this COVID tyranny is going to come back after the midterm elections.
Yeah, well, if we lose, it will
not letting go.
If we lose, we will. I have no doubt. I've said this every day on the radio. I agree with you 100%, Christina. If we lose, if they keep their majorities, COVID will be right back again and we'll all be destroyed. So our lives are on the line with the midterms. Now, I do believe we should win by the biggest landslide in history, like 100 House seats. But I don't think that could ever happen because the election is rigged. So it depends how many seats are actually rigged in blue states and how many they can get away with in battleground states. Mm-hmm. So, maybe we squeak by and win a pretty big 50-seat landslide. But that's not the same as 70, 80, 90, 100 seats. And I do believe if it was fair and honest election, we'd win by 100 seats because the American people hate these people, hate them.
But I can't believe we're still wearing masks on planes. And I think all the European airlines already lifted the masks on planes.
Well, the CDC said masks don't work. They admitted masks, cloth masks, do not work. The holes are bigger than the germ of the flu, which I said for 2 years. But who am I? I'm Wayne Root. Nobody listened. Now the CDC just backed up. Everything I said is true. Everything I said about everything about COVID is true. Everything that Gateway Pundit said is true. You and I were the two. Gateway Pundit and Wayne Root were the two that from day one were just, ripping this whole plan to shreds. How about this one? Joe Biden says they don't want to pump more oil, and he blames the oil company executives for soaring gas prices. Didn't we just find out a day ago or 2 days ago that Joe Biden actually sat down a year ago when he got in office with all the oil company executives and told them to not pump a lot of oil and lower the pumping? And now he's blaming them for not wanting to pump more oil. What a liar.
Right. He's blaming the oil executives. He's blaming Vladimir Putin. He's blaming COVID. He's blaming everything except himself for the soaring gas prices. He's saying that the oil executives are greedy and that they have all these permits. They can go and drill. But if we don't have pipelines to carry the oil and facilitate, then we really have nothing.
It's
everyone else's fault except for Joe Biden. This is the new thing. And the media is just carrying the water for him.
All the outlets
are saying, yeah, it's Putin's fault.
It's such a scary situation because by banning Russian oil, you know it's going to get much, much worse, and gas is going to go to $8 and $9 and $10. And he's such a simpleton, you know, with dementia. He doesn't know what he's saying or doing. I wrote just days ago at your website, many others, and so did many other people. It wasn't me. It was every conservative critic that said, we're funding the war in Ukraine by spending $1 billion a day on Russian oil. And he read that, and his people read that, and they were so defensive, they came out and said, let's ban Russian oil. But what they don't understand is, we didn't say to do that while America's not pumping at maximum. We didn't say to do that. If you ban Russian oil, then you better damn make sure we're pumping at maximum. Christina, we're headed to a break. Don't go anywhere. We'll bring you back for a few more stories. Christina Layla, the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. Great website, thegatewaypundit.com. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Be right back. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's softcover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year. And I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Fortunate son. I am not a fortunate son. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. I'm no senator's son. Fellowship Home Loans is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They're buying a home is perhaps your largest financial commitment. Having a friend in the mortgage business can really help. And I've got friends in the mortgage business, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. And that means you've now got friends in the mortgage business, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. They've been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years, providing information about purchases, refis, VA loans, reverse mortgages, and often just evaluating your current situation. It's not too late to take advantage of these incredibly historically low rates, but you have to act now and get it locked in right now. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. That's fellowshiphomeloans.com or call them at 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and you've got friends in the mortgage business. Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loan, 800-804-SAVE. We are back with Christina Layla, assistant editor at the Gateway Pundit, thegatewaypundit.com, my first stop every morning. And I see a story right at the top of the Gateway Pundit right now, Christina, about inflation from my old friend, who's been a guest on the show many times, Steve Cortez. And he says, forget about shadow stats, and that's something I've used for years to compute real inflation. But he says that in February, the St. Louis Fed published the fact that inflation in the U.S. actually is at 19.75%.
Yes.
And he says, this thing I don't get, it says in his tweet here, inflation in the U.S. less food and energy hit 19.75%. Now, that doesn't make sense to me. I thought the reason the real one number would be 19.75, and the fake number is 7.9, is because they leave out food and energy. So this one should say with food and energy, it hit 19.75. I don't know why it says less.
Yeah, I don't know why it says less. I see that.
It should be with food and energy, I would think. It hit 19.75. But the point is that we've really got 20% inflation. And under Trump, it was 1%. And it didn't start till the day Biden took over. And Biden claims it's not his. It's because of Putin. But Steve Cortez says, really? But how do you explain there was no inflation till the day you took over? And then it exploded without Putin or Russia or Ukraine or any of that. And he also makes another good point. How come none of the other countries in the world are being hit with the same inflation, even though they've got Putin and the war in Ukraine?
Right, exactly. Well, I knew our inflation was closer to 20%. I mean,
yes.
Just look around. Look at prices of everything, food, even cars. I think they added the vehicles in here. And today I watched Joe Biden. Gosh, you give me a headache. He was blaming Putin for the inflation. And he says that the $6 trillion that the Democrats spent in 2021, and that was through reconciliation. The Republicans did not vote on this bill, on these bills. $6 trillion in spending with printed money did not cause the inflation. It's Vladimir Putin. This is what they did. They blamed Putin for the 2016 election. Now they're blaming Putin for inflation and soaring gas prices. And they're going to continue to do this to the midterms. And here's the scary part, Wayne. There is a percent of Americans who believe that Putin is to blame.
Yeah, it's got to be small. It's the same people that wake up in the morning and they vote Democrat automatically. They're really dumb. They're really ignorant.
At least 25%.
Yeah, they have no clue. Oh, I almost said 40% wake up and automatically vote Democrat no matter what. Because they get a welfare check and they want to defend the welfare check. But
yeah, you're right.
And the funniest story on your website backs me up about how dumb and how uneducated and uninformed the typical Democrat voter is. Because you've got this story that the Biden White House had a Zoom call with 30 TikTok influencers to give them the proper answers when they're asked about the Ukraine war. You've now got a government of the United States administration, Biden administration, who thinks the most important people in America are the TikTok influencers. Oh, my God.
I know, and this isn't the first time they've used these guys. They routinely reach out to TikTok influencers, which what even is that? I don't know. Teenagers or...
Yeah, it's a teenager who's got a very large number of members, I guess, following them, I'm assuming, you know, a large number of fans. Right.
To spread their talking points on Ukraine. I mean, and this is like, and Putin's just laughing at us.
What a country. What a freaking country. I mean, I was an influencer on Twitter. I had 155,000 fans on Twitter. And by the way, I only had like 75,000 before the election. And I got like 80,000 in a six-week period during the election of 2020. And so all of a sudden, I was growing by leaps and bounds. So I was really at 155 with a rocket ship. And I might have been at 355 5 months later. But that was the moment where they decided they had to ixnay me. So Twitter said, ban for life.
Yep.
Banned for life. So I guess I'm a de-influencer. I used to be an influencer. Now I'm an un-influencer, a de-influencer. Last but not least, last story of the night. Creepy Joe Biden tells little girls during a tour of an elementary school, I love your dress. It's magnificent. Don't date till you're 30. This guy is so weird.
Why does he always do this? He went and toured this elementary school before taking off to Camp David today. And, of course, he starts talking to these little girls. He's telling this one little girl how much he loves her dress. Why would you say that to a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old? And then he starts asking them how old they are. And he's like, don't date until you're 30. It's like he does this all the time with children. It's really creepy. And the White House actually cut the feed as soon as he called one of the girls baby.
Nothing like a pervert with dementia.
Right.
What a strange country. We got to run. We're up against the break. We got to run, Christina. The website is thegatewaypundit.com. Christina Leyla is associate editor there. We thank her for all she does. Thank you, Christina. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Wayne Allen Root. You can reach me at wayneroot@gmail.com. My website, rootforamerica.com. We'll be right back with hour number 3.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.